This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Richard Crozier joins me live in studio. He is a prolific painter and professor at the University of Virginia. And thank you so much for coming by. I'm honored you're here. We want to let folks know that a show of your recent works will open tomorrow evening with an opening reception at 5:30 at the University of Virginia's Ruffin Gallery, and that's in the new art building there. And the gallery will be open weekdays from 9 to 5 to showcase some of your most recent works. And I guess the occasion for the show would be your retirement.
Yeah, that's right. I've been teaching for 36 years at the university, and I like to tell people I was well over 6 feet tall before I started. I'm about 5'4 now.
That'll do it to you.
it sort of does. I think a lot rubs off on students.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
But I feel very happy for a chance to kind of put some of the work up, and most of it's from over the last 2 years. I do a lot of painting on site. I paint out of my car a lot, which some people find a little bit alarming. But I find a very good way to keep out of the weather and keep out of keep out of other people's space.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
You set up an easel someplace, and people think that you're up to something that might not be an altogether good thing.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Them.
We're talking with Richard Crozier. And so you've had a dramatic impact on generations of students, art students at the University of Virginia. Tell us where you started. How did you, was this something you wanted to do as a kid? Did you always draw as a kid, or is this something you discovered later in life?
Well, I guess when I got to the University of Washington, that's where I did my undergraduate work in Seattle, and I discovered that I had absolutely no aptitude for the sciences. My folks thought I was going to be a dentist. And I proved to them very quickly that that wasn't going to be the case by flunking out. And I'd always liked art. I'd drawn and painted a little bit as a kid. My folks made the mistake of giving me an oil painting set when I was a kid, and I sort of played with it. And I went into graphic design, which is a discipline where you have to be extremely neat, and you have to be very good at keeping deadlines. And I found out I wasn't very good at that either. And I had taken a number of drawing and painting classes, kind of their core curriculum, and I liked that a lot better. So after coming dangerously close to flunking out again, I ended up in painting.
Was painting always the chosen medium, or did you experiment with sculpture and other types of art?
I did. We were expected to do take some sculpture classes and printmaking and things like that. And sculpture and printmaking are a lot of work. They're hard physical work. And painting just seemed easy. I liked doing it. It's something that I really enjoyed doing. And I thought, if I could do this for a living, I would be doing just great.
We're talking with Richard Crozier. He is retiring from the University of Virginia. His last class is on Monday. And the university is celebrating his career with a showing, an exhibition of his recent works. It'll open tomorrow night as part of First Fridays at 5:30 at the Ruffin Gallery in the University of Virginia's new art building. When did you start teaching at UVA?
That was 1974. And I was hired, oddly enough, just sort of over the phone. I'd finished graduate school at the University of California. And I was walking by the chairman's office, and he leaned out and said, "Hey, Crozier, you want a job?" And I thought he meant mow my lawn or, you know, wash my car. And he said, "Well, talk to this man." He handed me the phone, and it was a fellow who was a chairman of the art department out here, and they were desperate to hire somebody because someone had resigned just a day or two before classes were to start. And so I said, "Can you get on a plane?" You know, I thought, "Well, yeah, I can do that." And so I've been here ever since.
Holy cow. So what was it like then to walk into a classroom to teach Had you done some of that as a graduate student, or was this the first?
I did a little bit as a TA, but that was fairly low-level stuff. You'd be in the classroom with one of the faculty, and basically you were kind of a gopher. And so it was, I think I can say, terrifying. And the only thing that saved me was they were more terrified than I, probably, from first year people coming into the university. So it took a little while to sort of get used to it. People calling me sir, you know, people used to do that a lot. And I'd just gotten out of the Army, actually, a little bit before that. And every time someone said sir, I sort of jumped.
It's very different. I'm curious what it just in terms of painting, your inspirations. I mean, it works that when you look at them as a career artist, works that when you look at that really truly move you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was very interested in anybody who painted out of doors. And that's something that really didn't get going until the early 19th century. But people who actually went out, take their paints outside, they'd look at what was out there and just kind of respond to it and record it. And that seemed very interesting and very important to me, that you'd look at paintings by people like Constable or Corot or any of the Impressionists, and you're really looking at the world in the 19th century. And I thought that was kind of interesting. It was a different world.
Yeah.
And I think maybe now I'm hopeful that what I'm doing may be of interest to people down the road when the world looks different again.
Yeah. We're talking with Richard Crozier, who retires from the University of Virginia. His last class is on Monday. You've created thousands of works of art from right here in Central Virginia, and many folks have gotten quite used to seeing you standing out on the roadside with your easel in front of you. Do you have any favorite spots around Central Virginia, and do you have like a favorite time of day that you like to paint?
Well, you know, I'll do a lot of painting in the afternoon, sort of, you know, get whatever needs to be done during the day done early. And often we'll go out in the afternoon and poke around. The light's interesting and all of that. And I do a lot of painting down, well, right now, doing a lot of painting down along the Rivanna. Just kind of down from Dardentow Park, that little stretch of the river where you look across toward River Road, and there's all that kind of industrial stuff over there, and the river, and just the kind of funny little sort of forgotten areas of Charlottesville like that interest me.
Yeah. I'm curious, what is it that you have learned from decades of teaching young people how to paint, and what have you learned from that experience?
Well, I'm teaching myself how to paint, basically. And a lot of it is that if you work at something long enough, if you keep at it, you get better at it. And you start to see more. The more painting you do, the more you see to paint. And so you don't run out of things to do. The horizons keep expanding. And yeah. I think that was an important thing to learn.
I'm always amazed at artists such as yourself, when I look at your work, I'm always amazed at, for example, when you look at a stand of trees, at the shades of green you see that mm-hmm. I don't see, or where you see the light, and the degrees of light that you see in the trees in the various places. That's what I think amazes me the most, the colors and the shades of light and of colors that you can see in any pastoral scene that I don't. And is that because I'm not standing there day after day after day looking at it?
I think you do learn to see things, just probably the way a musician learns to hear things. I think there may be that connection. And then, of course, we're outrageous liars, too. So often, you know, what you get in a painting is a sort of combination between what's actually out there and what the accumulated experiences of the painter have been, too. There's stuff brought to the landscape as well as stuff that is being recorded.
Can you give us an idea of what is in the show that opens tomorrow night?
Oh, sure. Most of it is local, quite local. There are some large paintings that I do in the studio. I have a little space in the backyard where I can work. And these are big paintings, and they're done over a period of time. They're not always topographically accurate. They're much more inventions. And then there are a lot of small paintings that are as accurate as I can make them, where I'll go out and actually look at stuff and just try to get it. Try to get as close as I can.
You gravitate more towards that realism, would say, right?
I think that's right, yeah. I just think realism is interesting. And the more you look, the more interesting it becomes. The other thing is, over time, I found that I can record things that I wasn't able to record before. I went through a long spate of going out the river, going out to the reservoir, and trying to paint water. And I'd come back, and people say, where is that parking lot? I could paint water, make it look like cement, And it took a long time before I could start to get the kind of reflection and the sort of textures and, all of those things that make it convincing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that took a lot of looking at other people's work and just going out and beating my head against the wall and, ruining a lot of canvas.
What are your plans for retirement?
More of the same. Yeah, more of the same.
So you'll be painting for a long time? Do you have plans to maybe do a little traveling and paint some other areas?
I hope so. One of the things I love to do is just load up my car and just go off someplace and just stop along the way and make pictures, see what I can find. I used to do that a lot. I had a truck and I'd load it up and I'd drive out to the West Coast and see what was between here and there. And I don't know if I'll get that far, but there's just so much interesting around here that entertains me and I can do something with.
What do you think you'll miss most about being in the classroom?
Well, there's just a constant sort of stimulation from talking to students. The kids at UVA are very smart, and they're interesting, and many of them have had sort of life experiences that are quite astonishing. You talk to that one quiet kid who sits in the corner and realize they speak five languages and they've lived all over the world, and, they just know an awful lot of interesting stuff. And I'll miss that. I'll miss the contact with students.
Yeah. Richard Crozier celebrates his career with a exhibition of recent works at the Ruffin Gallery. It's in the UVA's new art building. It'll open tomorrow night with a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 as a part of First Fridays. And the exhibition will be on display weekdays from 9 to 5 at the Ruffin Gallery. And Richard will celebrate his final class on Monday. Thank you so much for being here. And congratulations.
Thank you very much, and certainly my pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.